And we have a special treat for you right now. We learned earlier this morning that Mike Ducey, Channel 4's own...
The Ticket learned this exclusively, by the way.
And the Ticket Zone, oh, yes, God. We did learn this exclusively. That Mike Ducey used to be a wedding singer. Maybe not professionally, but he has performed at weddings before.
Well, let me explain this. Again, as I said earlier, grew up in an extremely small town.
Backpedaling.
He did a little bit of everything. Was that on the air? No?
Yeah.
We did a little bit of everything.
Never can tell. What?
And... So I was lucky enough to be able to play the sports that I love and to get involved in some of the musical activities.
Was that generic? Good Lord, listen at him. It's just a bunch of treading water with this guy.
What I'm trying to say is I wasn't a theater guy, not that there's anything wrong with that. I played sports as well.
Because theater certainly is something that a lot of people enjoy when they get involved with it, and I'm not...
But as friends of mine started to get married. Some of them would ask me to sing in their wedding.
Because they thought you had a pleasant voice.
Yeah, I would just, this will shock you, but it's a somewhat generic baritone voice. For me. But I've sung, I would guess, probably, a dozen weddings.
Wow, that's a lot.
Maybe.
Now, do you still do this? Like, no. We have a lot of P1s who are getting married, and they would love to have
Mike
Ducey.
There was an incident at one of the later weddings that I did. I don't really want to get into it, but I haven't sung since that one. But anyway.
Really?
So, no, that wasn't an incident.
I just
don't know that many people.
I think a P1 would love to have Mike Ducey sing at their wedding.
You go through that wheelhouse of, age 20 to 25 or whatever, where a lot of your friends are getting married, and it's a way to have you in the wedding without really having you in the wedding.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it.
Wouldn't that be great, though, to say that Mike Ducey performed at your wedding?
Sure. There's a lot of people out there who are, well, I was about to say a lot of people who are big Mike Ducey fans, but there might be some
people out there.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's have an audition here, and that way if a P1 wants to contact us to have Ducey sing at their wedding.
Yeah, do you have like a book that, of songs that you can sing that the bride and groom can leaf through to kind of select which ones they want you to do?
They've always been requests, and George asked me before the two songs that I've done most, and I'm guessing they were these. One is the wedding song, Paul from Peter, Paul, and Mary, wrote it and sang it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And right after a moment of silence.
Jesse's drunk.
And the other was Elvis's classic ballad, I Can't Help Falling in Love With
All
You.
All right, which would you like to sing first, Mike?
Let's do the wedding song first.
Okay.
Man, I thought I was nervous last time.
Now, how can people contact you?
If they
don't you have a website?
I'll give my home
lemonparty.org
number.
Or
I'll
something.
Get my home number here in a moment. What are we doing for us? The wedding
song?
You
get a couple of bars of intro, and then you can hit it.
He is now to be among you at the calling of your hearts. Rest assured, this troubadour is acting on his part.
I'm over.
The union of your spirits here has caused him to remain. For wherever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love.
You take the high part on this next one, Jim.
There is love.
I didn't mean just an octave higher, but that's fine.
I can't do harmonies.
Then I sometimes fill in with a ha ha. Second verse.
Well, a man shall leave his mother, and a woman leave her home. Sometimes I speak this
way. Don't talk, sing.
They shall travel on to where the two
That's
should be.
That's creepy when you talk, sing, isn't it?
It's like a vampire. It's a travel on.
I don't actually do that, but I kind of like it.
Okay, I think we can
do it. No, where are we? What's happening?
Woman draws her life from man and gives it back again. There is love.
Isn't that,
oh, there's love.
Emotional love.
Nice modulation there. Now there's blood coming out of his mouth. He busted another vocal cord.
Oh, no. That's really good.
Right, thank you.
Thanks. You have a very, very nice voice.
You do have a nice
so
voice.
So surreal. I just can't make sense out of it in my brain. But
and I'm having a difficult time doing it. Boy, this is going to be a bad drop. I'm having a difficult time doing it straight. Just sitting here with the headphones on, and you guys sitting here.
You know, we had Sean Rabb up here, and he sang these things too. He sang the same two songs. He sounds like a big old bullfrog.
And he, he has a long pause between certain words.
All right, let's hear a little Elvis here. Let's hear what that sounds like.
Boy, this brings back some memories.
Is this in your key?
They all are, George. Wise men say only fools rush in.
That's really good.
But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay?
You can tell whether that's vibrato or nervousness.
Would it be a sin?
Oh, he's doing this hard singing.
If I can't help, there's a little over vibrato, isn't falling in love with you.
Catherine Hepburn in a washing machine.
Just do the bridge here. Like a river flows surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things
are meant to be.
Do, 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 take my hand. Come on, Georgie, take my old life too. I'll harmonize here.
Cause I can't help falling in love with you. Oh, he's holding it. What's that? Holding it. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He's trained. He's trained too much.
Man, I am really impressed. Oh.
I got to tell you.
Well, thank you.
Nice.
Thank
you. Very nice voice.
Yeah.
Man.
That'd be great to have Mike Ducey sing at your wedding. All right, P1s.
Yeah. Well, what a day for my credibility. In consecutive segments, I justify using hidden cell camera video, and then I sing a couple of cheesy wedding songs.
But your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
It really is. I was really drawn to it. All right, what's your email address where people can email you for their weddings?
Is it?
I think it's
lemonparty.org.
It's actually
don't go there, by the way.
ElvisWeddingSong.com.
Oh my!
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll stay away from it. Good job, Mike.
All right, guys. Thanks. Good
night. That's Mike Ducey singing wedding songs.
You're still gonna be here.
8:50 here on Sports Radio 1310. Yeah. The ticket.
Thank you.
Does Mike Ducey want Dez Bryant in town? We'll talk about that next.
I might.
All right, so Mike Ducey is sitting in for Craig. And at 8:40 today, Mike regaled us with his beautiful singing voice.
Yes, it was wonderful. What a treat.
We thought he was just pulling our leg that he had a beautiful voice, but he did.
Could you guys be any more sarcastic or condescending?
No, I'm serious.
I'm telling you.
I'm serious.
And we should mention that Mike's here promoting his website, lemonparty.org.
Would you stop it?
All right, so we have some...
Oh, boy.
You get people to go there, and it's not something you should go to, especially at the workplace.
It's not my website, folks. Not my website.
That's what you said that you wanted to be on the show to promote.
You'll know that when you get there. Probably.
Anyway, if you go to that website, it is very typical Mike Ducey type fun on there. All right. So, Jerry emails and... subject line, OMG.
Hello.
That mother something can sing.
Mm.
So, yeah, nice review there. He didn't have to call you that, I don't think.
Thanks, Jerry. I'll consider it a term of endearment.
This comes to us from P1 Michelle, a female of feminine girliness.
Hi, she's, Michelle. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
This is an email.
Sorry.
She says, I've never been more turned on than I am right now listening to Ducey sing Elvis. I melted, seriously.
Whoa. Michelle,
what a sad, desperate life Michelle must
lead. Well, don't insult someone.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's great. No, Michelle, I didn't mean that in a negative way.
Oh. Todd and Wiley. Says Ducey singing at a wedding. Not sure on the singing, But would he be willing to do a sports cast at my wedding?
Wow. That could be negotiated. How about I sing a sports cast? How's that?
Well, you can do whatever you want. I mean, this is like a new side business that you're starting. Mike Ducey at weddings. You can do a sports cast, or you can do a song. If you'd like more information, go to Mike's website, lemonparty.org. All right, P1 John in Louisville says, Gordo, does Ducey also do bar mitzvahs? And that's, no, he will not do bar mitzvah. Only Christian weddings,
he says. That's not true. Happy to...
do the bar mitzvah?
You said you wanted no part of anything that wasn't...
Wasn't what?
That wasn't as white bread and Midwest as you are.
Yeah, that's what I said. I got an email from a friend of mine here. I'm looking on the phone. If I may just interject this.
Mm-hmm. You're on your cell phone.
That's my BlackBerry here.
Is that the same BlackBerry that you took that hidden footage of Jerry Jones with at the bar?
Hey, Deuce, are you okay? Please get help. That was one of them there. There's people worried about me out there. But I'm okay, really. I'm not tied up to the chair here.
Are there crazy emails like that?
People are envisioning me with duct tape being held hostage as you guys fire away. Really, I come up here voluntarily.
It's no kind of crazy scene like you would find on Mike's website.
Oh. What website's that?
MyFoxDFW.com. That's my website.
No, your personal website, lemonparty.org.
Stop it. Someone with kids in the room goes to that site?
Well, that's on them.
No, it's on you for giving it out. It's his personal website. Sorry, Mike. I hoped it was going to go better today. We got tomorrow.
Have you been to that website, Mike?
Can't say that I have, no.
Then why do you laugh every time I mention it?
Because you made him look at it.
No. No.
See, this is
the part where if I say, no, you didn't make me look at it, then there's not really an answer to that, is there?
Brian from Crazy Fort Worth says, thanks to Ducey, the wedding singer, I am insane now. God bless you all for doing this. If you don't book Ducey to perform at the next ticket stock, you will have failed at everything.
Everything,
according to Brian.
Will you come sing at ticket stock, Mike?
Sure. Yeah, I'll be there. Do some Sinatra, maybe?
Maybe. That'd be great. He concludes, stay hard, Mike Ducey. We loved it when you used to work for Fox 4. Well, he still does.
He just made that up. He didn't write that.
Look at that, Giorgio. Is it not on there? Look at that.
Sure enough.
Okay. Yeah. One of your disciples.
I don't have disciples, sir. Hill emails and says, sweet God Gordo, please reiterate to listeners not to go to lemonparty.org. I'm forever scarred by visiting that vile Mike Ducey inspired site. Keep up the premium broadcasting. Thank you.
See, that's the slippery slope. One day we're showing secretly shot Jerry Jones video in a bar, and you keep sliding down that slope, and then you start getting these websites, and God, I hate the direction this thing's going. I really do.
I don't know. He's just
trying to fill time. Yeah. How much do I have to fill so he doesn't mention the website again?
He's on that verbal treadmill that is the Mike Ducey broadcast.
A verbal treadmill.
Let's open up another email call here, Gordo.
MT says, I think it's awesome that Ducey had the courage to admit he's gay this morning. Oh, yeah, that was earlier in the show.
The ones who are just joining us now.
May not remember that.
In case you're just tuning in.
Oh, God. All right. Is that enough? You want to do any more feedback on Ducey? Yeah, I guess we could.
I thought you had a story you had to get to here.
What about the Oprah thing?
Well, I can. Ryan says, lemonparty.org, you got me, USOB. That is just so wrong. I can never get that vision out of my head. Now, what do you have on your webpage?
It's not my webpage. It's a disgustingly vile web page that Gordon continues to repeat, hoping that people will go there and just...
No one should go there. I'm advising you not to.
That makes it even more tempting. I know how
nobody go
works.
To lemonparty.org.
Get to how you guys story. Continue to be able to perpetuate this is just... George...
Don't say we.
George, I feel for you. I really do. You guys...
Well, what are you here promoting then?
By you guys, of course, I mean Gordon.
Right.